On this episode, the freedom of radical honesty. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. Today's Wednesday as I record this. Happy hump day for those of you guys listening mostly real time. Let's talk about honesty, and in particular, radical honesty. First of all, what does that word radical mean? Well, the definition, one of them at least, of radical is arising from or going to a root or source. So the way that I view radical honesty is this: honesty that is in touch with your deepest truth. And often, this is the type of honesty that can be hard. It can lead to hard conversations. Might be hard for you, might be hard for somebody else. They're often the things that are challenging to say or scary to say, but they are the things that are the most deeply true. And this type of honesty, and this may come up in so many different areas, you know, certainly comes up in relationships a lot, but comes up in other aspects of life as well, of course. This type of honesty is something that not a lot of people really practice. A lot of people are kind of holding some things in, even when they're mostly honest. There's a difference between being mostly honest and being radically honest. Being radically honest means speaking to not only your deepest truth, but speaking to your complete truth. See, when we omit things, that is sort of a form of dishonesty as well. If we're not sharing our complete truth when the situation calls for that, that is not radical honesty. That is maybe partial honesty at best. And here's the thing with radical honesty. Yes, it can be hard. Yes, it can be scary. Yes, it can at times lead to maybe uncomfortable, difficult conversations. There's going to be some fear around being radically honest at times. However, when we are radically honest, it creates great freedom in our life, because when we live in alignment with our deepest truth, that is when we are most free. The more that we can approach living in that way, the more we can uncover our deepest truth, and the more we can live in alignment with that, in the end, really, the more free that we are. When we hide part of that away, when we deny part of our inner truth, when we only share a part of ourselves, a part of what we're feeling, it holds us back. It keeps us sort of out of alignment with that deepest truth. And when we're out of alignment with that deepest truth, it inhibits the flow of life force energy. So I would like to encourage you to practice radical honesty in your life. Again, it can be challenging. It can be scary. Say the thing that you're kind of holding back, that maybe you're a little scared to say, that maybe you worry might cause some discomfort or some challenging emotions in the other person. I can promise you that you will never help either yourself or anyone else by being partially honest, or of course by being truly dishonest, right? That will never serve you. It will never serve the other person involved in any particular situation. What will serve you and the other person in every situation is to be radically honest. Be aware of your deepest truth. Do the inner work to have that inner awareness of what it is you really feel, what it is you really believe and think. Get to know yourself better. And as you do that, be radically honest in sharing that. So as you move forward and looking at where you are right now, a lot of you guys probably have situations in your life where there's a little part of you that knows that maybe you're not being radically honest. Maybe you're kind of holding some things back. Maybe you're actually being quite dishonest. I promise you, the short-term challenges and fear and difficulty that can come with being radically honest are far outweighed by the amazing benefits that come from that. The more you live in real, deep alignment with yourself, with your truth, the more you are open and share that with the right people, your life force flows. You feel free to actually be yourself. You feel the integrity of living in alignment with that. When we live out of integrity, it drags on us. It drags on us in powerful ways, often in ways that we kind of push aside. Maybe we don't really recognize. Maybe we do kind of recognize it, but we ignore them. When we live in true, deep integrity, it feels good. It feels good. We feel more alive. We feel more at peace, regardless of the outcome. You know, sometimes when you're radically honest, it may lead to a challenging outcome. For example, let's say you're in a relationship and maybe you've been unfaithful. And the radically honest way to deal with that is to, of course, come clean about it and tell your partner, right? In completeness. Now, that kind of radical honesty, is it going to possibly lead to that relationship ending if you've been unfaithful? Maybe. Is it the right path? Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Choose radical honesty in every situation, and the situations when it is most hard, when it is the hardest to choose radical honesty, those are the situations when it is most important. So look at what's going on in your life right now and live this as a principle going forward in all of your interactions with other people and in your interactions with yourself and your own world. Practice radical honesty. It absolutely has the power to transform you by getting you in a place of deep integrity, by getting you in a place of deep alignment with your truth, whatever that is. That is how you serve yourself best, and that is how you serve those around you best, is by being in integrity with your deepest truth and being honest. So practice this going forward. Promise you it will be worth it in the long run. I'm sending you guys all my best. And by the way, I've been absolutely practicing this in my life. I can, without going into too many details, I can tell you that I've had the opportunity to practice radical honesty recently in my life. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's absolutely worth it. I promise you it is. Sending you all my best. I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate you listening, being connected with me, taking the time to listen to this show. Go out and have an amazing rest of your day. And remember to get after it. Do the physical work. Take a few minutes to meditate. Take that cold shower tomorrow morning. Make sure that whatever the habits are that support you in your strength, in your power, in your peace, make sure those habits are in place and happening consistently. Those are investments in you. And when you invest in you, you invest in the rest of your life. Have an awesome rest of your day, and we'll talk to you guys soon.